Time now for KRWG's StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. When StoryCorps visited Mesilla and El Paso in February, StoryCorps recorded conversations between loved ones from our communities. Each Wednesday morning at 8:49 and at 5:48 in the afternoon, we will bring you these stories. Today, we meet Suzanne Neville Staley and her friend, Jasmine Culpatrick. Suzanne tells Jasmine about the birth of her first child, Sylvia, and how months later, learning that Sylvia had a liver disease and would need a liver transplant to survive.
Well, Sylvia Bell Staley is my daughter's name. She is 17 months now. She was born in September, and she was born, we had a really normal birth, and she was born just fine. She came out really healthy. We went right home the next day. There was nothing significant that anyone noticed. So we always thought we went home with a very healthy baby. She always had a little bit of yellow in her eyes. And her pediatrician assured me many times when I asked him, when is this going to go away and what is causing this? And he explained that some babies jaundice, sometimes it takes them longer to get rid of the bilirubin that's in their system. And for, I don't know how we want to go into all the medical details of what that is, but he assured me that it would go away and that she was fine. And she was thriving. She was growing real well and she was eating well and, you know, developing just fine. At about five months, something really significant happened. She developed this hematoma on her leg. And you might remember I called you that night because mm-hmm. It was really weird. It was her upper thigh was really swollen. And it was just really confusing. And she'd been kind of fussy too, which her doctor attributed to teething. But in retrospect, when I look back on it, I think, you know, it was kind of like she was trying to tell us, I'm not healthy. I'm not doing good. I took her to the doctor the next morning and he looked at her and he said, she's really yellow today. And to me, I mean, me and my husband, she kind of looked always a little yellow to us. And so, I mean, what shade of yellow was she? I don't know. I mean, he says she was more yellow, whatever. She didn't look good to him. Her liver was swollen and this hematoma on her leg was really worrisome. So he sent us to the hospital to get blood work done, to get an ultrasound done of her liver. Results came back pretty fast, and they determined that she had very severe anemia, and there was something going on with her liver. But the primary thing was that she had this really bad anemia, so we had to get transported in an ambulance down to El Paso, where they have a pediatric ICU, and we got checked in, and a couple hours into the night, she needed a blood transfusion. She was that anemic. And that was really scary. That was really hard signing papers. Blood transfusion papers are really scary to read. But you know, we had to do what we had to do to keep her alive. And so she got her blood transfusion. It was about a week in total that we were in El Paso with doctors. At first, a hematologist was assigned to her, and he was trying to figure out what was wrong with her. They thought it could be a blood disease at first, but then they isolated it, and they thought it was this liver disease. They did a biopsy of her liver, which was really hard to watch. They just kind of numbed her belly right at the liver and took three little pieces of stuff from her liver, and it was over. And they did this other kind of body scan where they can't remember what it's called right now, but it's a scan, and they put fluid in you and they see if the fluid gets stuck. And it did. It got stuck in her bile ducts, and they finally diagnosed her as having biliary atresia, which is a very rare disease. So the only solution to this disease is a liver transplant. And to hear that word transplant as a mom, oof.
It's okay.
It is.
It's a scary word, but But when you think that a transplant is going to save your baby's life and allow her the chance to live a long life, it's not that scary of a word. But at the time, it was very scary to think that someone was going to cut her open and take her liver out and put in someone else's. So at first, just like anything, I mean, at first it was really scary, but as we learned more about it and read up on it and talked to more people about it, we realized that this was the best plan of action, and this is the only thing we could do. So we just kind of decided that we kind of decided where we were going to take her. We went to this really, really good hospital in Houston that has a liver center, and we went there for an evaluation a couple weeks later, and they right away, just looking at her labs, they knew that she needed a transplant very soon, and they put her on the list, and she was on this list, and the worse you're doing, the higher you are on the list, and she was pretty high up on it. So on May 16th, 2011, it was her 8-month birthday. We got the call in the morning, and they had a liver, and it was very promising, and we had to wait a couple hours, but it looked really good. And so they called us back, and they said, it's a go. We're going to send someone up to get her. We're going to prep her for surgery. And it just all happened really fast. The first call was at 7:30. By 12:30, she was being taken back into the surgery room. And 4 hours later, so it was just a 4-hour surgery. We were expecting it longer, but 4 hours, the surgeon came out. He said, she's doing good. She's in recovery. You can go in and see her. And everything went great. So we went back there, and that was really hard. I mean, it was hard to see her like that. But it was a relief to have the surgery behind us. And to know that at this point is like kind of the beginning of her life. So it was hard getting her off of the ventilator. It took a couple weeks to get her, a couple different tries on and off the ventilator. It's hard for little babies, especially when they have liver surgery, because they have a lot of fluid in their lungs. And it was hard for her to breathe when not on the ventilator. So when she was on the ventilator, she was on a medicine that really gives, basically, apparently it makes you feel like you have, or it's like an amnesia thing where you don't have any memory of it, which is awesome. So we have a memory of it, but she doesn't. So that's great.
So one thing I was really curious about is, I know this is one of those what if kind of questions that, of course, you don't know what it would have been like to be her parent if this hadn't happened, because it's just your reality, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But have you ever thought about, or do you think that this has changed how you parent her? If this hadn't happened, do you think you'd be a different kind of parent?
I personally feel blessed every day to wake up and hear her little sounds in the bedroom and to go in and pick her up and know that we have another day together, because I just realized that we could have lost her. And so it's made me just appreciative of the little things, mm-hmm. and how precious life is.
Suzanne Neville Staley and her friend Jasmine Culpatrick from a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.